This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Jesus, wow. Paul was prepared to die. Are you prepared to die for Christ? If you ever get challenged with whether you will denounce Christ and be killed, would you do it? That's the question. Are you prepared? Are you ready to die? Like I said, many are not prepared to die. They're not living. They're still dead men walking because they have not come to the conclusion that Jesus Christ is the answer to all our problems and that we must go before Him and confess our sins, and He will forgive our sins. The next thing is, as we said, be ready. The next thing, get set. Jesus Christ has already set the table. Matthew chapter 22, verse 8 through 9. Listen to this. Matthew chapter 22, verse 8 through 9. Then said He to His servants, "The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid them to the marriage." The marriage is already set. Jesus has set the table and is telling us to come. But we are not coming. As the race says when we get started, get ready, get set. The table is set. But are you coming to the table? The good thing is that those that were bidden did not come to the table. So look what He did. He sent His servants out. If we are a child of God, He has sent us out into the highways to bid them to come to the marriage. And that marriage is to the bridegroom and the church. Look at what Revelation 19:7 says. Oh, I love it. Revelation 19:7. Give you a second to get there. Revelation 19:7 says this. "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife have made herself ready." Remember, the bride is the church. She has made herself ready for the marriage. I don't know if you've ever been to a marriage, but I just celebrated 30 years of marriage. And I'm telling you, the bride prepares herself to come down that aisle. My wife did a lot of preparation. But when you see that bride coming down that aisle, all the preparation that she put in, she was ready. Now I'm asking you today, if you're part of the church, are you ready for the coming of Christ? He says the church has made herself ready. The next thing is he go. James chapter 5, verse 8. James chapter 5, verse 8. Boy, this is good. It says, be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. I know people say, hey, we've been saying Jesus Christ has been coming back for a long time. But the Bible tells us to be patient. Establish your heart, because it is drawing nigh. So it's closer. It's closer. Are you being patient? Are you patiently waiting for the bridegroom? We need to make sure that we are busy doing what He tells us to do. And here's what the church needs to do. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Boy, I love it.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.